to Radio 1.
The official UK Top 40.
On Radio 1. All right, then, let's do it. Let's start the chart with our first new entry. This is M3 and Bailamos.
40.
Danzar por el sol.
Matt Derry was in the chart for the first time 3 weeks ago with his mashup single Liberation. That entered at number 19. Now he's back again in the chart at number 40 as one of the M3 trio with Bailamos, our first new entry on Radio 1's official UK Top 40. And the next one is directly after a song that moves down the chart 18 places this week. For the Chemical Brothers, this is Out of Control.
39.
Out of Control.
Two weeks on the chart, down 18 places this week. Number 39, Chemical Brothers, Out of Control. This is Scott Mills for Mark Goodyear, live at Radio 1 Sunday afternoon with the chart that leads where others follow. This is the official UK Top 40. And after England's defeat to South Africa in the rugby quarterfinals this afternoon, here's a song that makes its fourth appearance on the chart. Its highest position was in 95 when it was a hit for Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Today, it's a new entry for Russell Watson. Here's Swing Low 99.
38.
Swing Low.
Number 38, a new entry, Russell Watson and Swing Low 99. There are two records that have spent the longest time on the chart, which is 9 weeks, and this is one of them.
37.
Shaft. Official UK Top 40, number 36, down 10 for Adam Rickett, Everything My Heart Desires, and Shaft, Mucho Mambo, down 9 at 37.
Okay, you ready?
The boys are on tour.
Yo, the Radio 1 Rap Show is out on tour, blowing up spots across the UK. That's with me, Westwood, and my man LJ. Make sure you come out and party with us. We're broadcasting live with Chris Goldfinger and me, Westwood, Saturday the 13th of November, Huddersfield University, and Saturday the 27th of November at the Apocalypse Nightclub in Cardiff. It's going to be big, baby. Got to be there.
The boys are on tour. For venue details, call the Radio 1 concert line on 08700 100 100 and go to option 2. The boys are on tour.
Tour. Tour.
Radio 1. Official UK Top 40 on Radio 1.
Scott Mills at 4:22. Spike, Jimmy and Lee's Greatest Hits and A Little Bit More is out tomorrow. Here's the single, Wonderland, 911.
35.
Breaking the news first, it's the UK's official Top 40, live and exclusive at Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Number 33, down 6, Lolly and Mickey. DJ Jean down 10 at 34, 8 weeks on the chart with the launch. And 911 down 22 places at 35 with Wonderland.
The official UK Top 40 on Radio 1.
The biggest hits first. Just gone 4:30, time for another new entry. This is the record that ATB grabbed earlier on our Top of the Pops radio show. It's the one he loved the most. It's the first UK chart hit for Italian producers Triple X. This is Feel the Same.
32.
4:36, can Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle make 3 weeks at number one? Stay with us and we'll tell you first on the official chart, only from Radio 1. It's Scott Mills. Now, German producer Brainchild has remixed artists such as Enigma, Black Box, Jean-Michel Jarre and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is a remix of a club tune that was first released in 1992. It's another new hit on the official UK Top 40 for Symmetry C.
31.
Official UK Top 40.
A new entry, M3 by Lamos.
39.
Chemical Brothers, Out of Control.
38.
Another new entry, Russell Watson, Swing Low 99.
37.
Shaft, Mucho Mambo.
36.
Adam Rickett, Everything My Heart Desires.
35.
911, Wonderland.
34.
DJ Jean, The Launch.
33.
Lolly and Mickey.
32.
A new entry, Triple X, Feel the Same.
31.
Another new entry, Brainchild, Symmetry C.
Coming up, the brand new album chart, the future hits, and the 30 biggest songs in the UK.
It's the only true reflection of the week's biggest hits. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills with the official UK Top 40 on Radio 1. Christina Aguilera spent 2 weeks at number one with Genie in a Bottle. So far, she's managed to hold off competition from Anne Lee's two times. Could that change? We're expecting high new entries from Backstreet Boys, Westlife and R. Kelly. All have had UK number one singles before and are hoping to top the chart again. Keep listening to the only single sales countdown and you'll find out who makes it first.
The UK's only official chart is unveiled here and only here. 4 till 7, every Sunday on Radio 1.
And here is the UK's new top 30, beginning with a new entry and a chart debut for a guy whose dad was the first half of Bachman Turner Overdrive. They had a top 10 hit in 1974 with You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. This is Tal Bachman with She's So High.
30.
Biggest, fastest and most accurate countdown. Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills with Radio 1's official UK Top 40. She's So High, that's Tal Bachman, a new entry at number 30. Moby have spent 2 weeks on the official chart. Why Does My Heart Feel So Bad is this week's
29.
Why does my heart feel so bad? Why does my soul
on the chart and down 13 places. Why Does My Heart Feel So Bad? Number 29. Next, it's the Eurythmics.
7.
Hello, party people. This is Captain Kim speaking. Welcome aboard Venga Airways. After takeoff, we'll pump up the sound system, because we're going to eat.
Radio 1's official UK Top 40, the only single sales countdown with Scott Mills. It's almost 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and number 27, Venga Boys. 7 weeks on the chart, we're going to Ibiza. Now here's the first of two artists with new entries this week on the chart who have had hits in the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. Barbra Streisand was last on the official UK Top 40 with Celine Dion in 1997 when Tell Me reached number 3. And since her TV special with Clive James last weekend, sales of the album A Love Like Ours have increased dramatically. We'll count down the top 10 albums soon. Here's a new entry for Barbra Streisand with Vince Gill, If You Ever Leave Me.
26.
Compiled from the week's record sales, it's the official UK Top 40, live and exclusive on Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Number 26, a new entry, If You Ever Leave Me, Barbra Streisand and Vince Gill.
The Sunday Surgery with Sarah Cox and Mark Hamilton on Radio 1. Now, you're in a relationship, you want out, but how do you go about it?
I've been in this relationship for like 5.5, nearly 6 years now. And for the last two of those, I've been sort of looking for a way to get out, but without hurting her and sort of making a clean break of it, and I can't do it and I need help and it's really sort of freaking me out.
I think you should get a good time and a place and sit down and be honest with her. Tell her straight. Doesn't sound like it's going to be possible not to upset her and break her heart. There's no easy way about this. You're going to have to eject and eject properly.
If you're in a mess and no one else can help you, then you need the Sunday Surgery. Tune in every Sunday evening at 9 after Dance Anthems. The Sunday Surgery with me, Sarah Cox, and the lovely Dr. Mark Hamilton. Only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
The official UK Top 40 on Radio 1.
Here's a song that's been on the chart for 6 weeks. One of 1999's Ibiza anthems from Bob Marley.
25.
It's a top selector.
Biggest hits first on Radio 1's official UK Top 40. Scott Mills for Mark Goodyear. The last three, number 25, down 8, Bob Marley, Sun Is Shining. Gabrielle down 5 at 24 with Sunshine. And S Club 7, S Club Party, down 9 at 23. Another new entry coming next. This next record has just overtaken ATB's 9pm Till I Come as the second biggest seller of the year so far. Yesterday, it sold its 800,000th copy. Along with Shaft and Mucho Mambo, which we already played, this is the longest runner on the chart this week. 9 weeks on for Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5.
22.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo Number 5.
Five 17 on Radio 1 and the official UK Top 40. Lou Bega, number 22, Mambo number 5. This is the Foo Fighters. Their biggest hit was in 95 when this song, This Is a Call, made it to number 5. They've had seven other UK Top 40 hits, and today they're back with another. In the UK, touring in November for three sellout concerts in Glasgow, Manchester and London. This is the first hit from the album There Is Nothing Left to Lose, which is released a week tomorrow. Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly, a new entry.
21.
Official UK Top 40.
Rewind 30.
A new entry, Tal Bachman, She's So High.
29.
Moby, Why Does My Heart Feel So Bad?
28.
Eurythmics, I Saved the World Today.
27.
Venga Boys, We're Going to Ibiza.
26.
A new entry for Barbara Streisand and Vince Gill, If You Ever Leave Me.
25.
Bob Marley, Sun Is Shining.
24.
Gabrielle and Sunshine.
23.
S Club 7, S Club Party.
22.
Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5.
21.
Another new entry, Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly.
No other chart is based on the records you buy and nothing else.
Compiled purely from the week's record sales, it's the UK's only official Top 40. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Westlife made the record books in August when they became the first boy band ever to have their debut two singles enter at number one. Can they make it a third with Flying Without Wings? Challenging them today are Backstreet Boys, who reached the top spot earlier this year with I Want It That Way. They follow it up with Larger Than Life and another big song, R. Kelly's If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time, a single that's been selling well on import. Has one of those managed to outsell Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle? Stay with Radio 1 and you'll hear all the news before anyone else.
The official UK Top 40.
The biggest hits first.
4 till 7. Every Sunday. On Radio 1.
The brand new Top 20 is next. First, here's the week's 10 best-selling albums with 4 new entries.
10.
Today, she plays Madrid as part of her world tour. A new entry this week for Melanie C and Northern Star.
9.
Their arena tour starts in Brighton on December the 4th. Last week's highest new entry at 2 slips down this week. James and Millionaires.
8.
They'll be releasing another single on December 13th. S Club 7 and the album S Club. Last week's number 3 and its 4th week on the chart. Tom Jones and Reload.
6.
This album sold its 100,000th copy in the UK this week, On How Life Is by Macy Gray.
5. To
celebrate the launch of this album, 1,500 trees were planted in London's Holland Park on Monday. This is Bewitched, a new entry, with Awake and Breathe.
4.
Eurythmics' last studio album, We Two Are One, gave them a number one 10 years ago. Today, they return to the chart with Peace.
Everybody's happy now, the good is here to stay.
3.
I want to believe.
To tonight they play Lancaster Sugar House. It's a 22nd week on the album chart for Travis and the Man Who. At one stage, it looked as though this album was going to enter at number one. This week's highest new entry at number two for The Charlatans, Us and Us Only. This album has stopped Leftfield, Gomez, James, and now The Charlatans from entering at the top spot. The UK's number one for a sixth time, Shania Twain. Come on over.
The official UK Top 40 on Radio 1.
The biggest hits. First.
All right, then, let's reveal the nation's brand new top 20 first on Radio 1, starting with a double A-side. Buffalo Tom with Going Underground, and this, Carnation, by Liam Gallagher and Steve Craddock.
20.
If you gave me a fresh carnation...
Name.
The Honeys.
Current song.
Never Let You Down.
The artist you most want to work with.
Usher Raymond. Will Smith.
The song that inspired you to form a band.
Cats and Dave, Knees Like Mother Brown.
What would you like for Christmas?
Oh, I want a birthday party because I'm born on Christmas Day and I've never had one.
Oh. Brand new chart position.
19. Top 40 on Radio 1.
You're hearing the news as we break it.
18.
This is Radio 1's official UK Top 40 with Scott Mills. Liam Gallagher and Steve Craddock. Carnation down 14 at number 20. Honeys down 12 at 19. Never Let You Down. And you just heard Britney Spears down 6 at 18. You Drive Me Crazy. The fastest and most up-to-date countdown, 4 till 7 every Sunday afternoon on Radio 1. I'll have another new entry for you next. This song's been around 3 weeks now for Jordan Knight. And Give It To You.
17.
Jordan Knight, Give It To You, number 17.
New entry.
Eternal's biggest hit was I Wanna Be The Only One. That got to number one in May 1997. They were last in the UK Top 40 exactly 2 years ago with this track, Angel of Mine. This reached number four. After the departure of Louise Nerding and now Kelly Bryan, Eternal are down to just two members, sisters Esther and Vernie. Their self-titled album, Eternal, is released November the 8th, and this single, What You Gonna Do, is a new entry on this week's official chart.
16.
The chart that leads where the others follow, Radio 1's official UK Top 40 with Scott Mills. Who'll be number one this afternoon? Can Christina Aguilera make it 3 weeks? Or could it be the Backstreet Boys, Westlife or R. Kelly? Stay with Radio 1, we'll break the news to you first. Ex-Eternal member Kelly Bryan's debut solo single, Higher Than Heaven, reached number 14 earlier this month. That's Eternal's new single, What You Gonna Do? New at number 16 this week.
Radio 1 Sound City, one live in Liverpool.
Radio 1 moves to Liverpool live from L2.
The Royal Court and Cream. With live sets from Cast, Suede, Gomez, Basement Jacks, Flaming Lips, Giles Peterson, Long Pigs, Cold Cut, Feeder, Stereolab, Pavement and more. One live in Liverpool. Trevor Nelson's Rhythm Nation and Steve Lamag and John Peel.
Coming at you.
1 week, one city, one live in Liverpool.
All the thrills in the exciting pop music world.
Check the website or call the Radio 1 concert line on 08700 100 100 and go to option 2. Radio 1 Sound City. One live in Liverpool. Radio 1. Radio
1. Name.
Shania Twain.
Current song.
Man, I feel like a woman.
The artist you most want to work with.
There's just so many artists that I would have died to work with at any point in my life and career. I was able to work with Elton John. Prince is someone that I always admired. Stevie Wonder's another.
What will you be doing for the millennium?
Well, I'm planning on doing a concert. I'm hoping to be able to do my New Year's Eve concert in Canada so I can be close to my family.
Brand new chart position.
15.
Let's go, girls.
Shania is God of the Week on Thursday with Simon Mayo. She's still number one on the album chart with Come On Over. And the single, Man I Feel Like a Woman, is number 15. 5 weeks on the official UK Top 40 for Shania Twain.
New entry.
Today, we welcome back Simply Red to the official UK Top 40 with the 24th hit of their career. There's a new album, Love and the Russian Winter, released a week tomorrow. And this is the first single success from it, a new entry for Ain't That a Lot of Love.
14.
This is Scott Mills, live at Radio 1 with the UK's biggest hits. First, a new entry for Simply Red, Ain't That a Lot of Love, number 14.
13.
Bewitched. A guest on today's Top of the Pops radio show, where you get all the backstage gosh from the Pops with me Sunday afternoon at 3 on Radio 1. Steps, Steptacular, the album out tomorrow, and the single After the Love Has Gone, this week's number 12 on the official UK chart. Bewitched at 13 with Jesse Hold On.
New entry.
This was an album track from Adiva's self-titled album in 1989. Now it's been mixed with Fatboy Slim's Right Here, Right Now to make One Fat Diva. This is In and Out of My Life, a new entry.
11.
The official UK Top 40.
20.
A double A-side, Buffalo Tom and Going Underground, and Liam Gallagher and Steve Craddock, Carnation.
19.
Honey's Never Let You Down.
18.
Britney Spears, You Drive Me Crazy.
17.
Jordan Knight, Give It To You.
16.
A new entry for Eternal, What You Gonna Do.
15.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
14.
A new entry for Simply Red, Ain't That a Lot of Love.
13.
Bewitched, Jesse Hold On.
12.
Steps, After the Love Has Gone.
11.
Another new entry, One Fat Diva, In and Out of My Life.
No other chart is based on the records you buy. nothing else.
It's the fastest and most accurate chart countdown, live and exclusive from Radio 1. This is Scott Mills with the official UK Top 40. R. Kelly, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time, has been in the top 75 on import sales alone. Other artists this has happened to recently include Lou Bega, ATB and Eiffel 65. All of those entered at number one with the official release of their single. So, could that happen again today for R. Kelly? Or will Christina Aguilera hang on for a third week? You'll hear all the week's big chart news first on Radio 1 as we count down the UK's 10 biggest songs with 5 new entries.
The UK's only official chart is unveiled here and only here. 4 till 7. Every Sunday on Radio 1.
The brand new Top 10 is coming up, but first, here's some of the acts hoping for high new entries in next week's official UK Top 40.
Sometimes it feels that life has no meaning, but I know things will be alright in the end.
Five have now had 3 consecutive number 2 hits. Last time they missed out on the top spot was in July to Ricky Martin's Livin' La Vida Loca. So, could this track give them their first UK number 1? This is Keep On Moving. Ian Brown returns with his second solo album, Golden Greats, on November the 8th, and he begins touring at the end of next month. My Star has been his biggest solo single so far. It reached number 5 last year. Could this go higher in the chart? Love Like a Fountain.
Love is like a fountain.
Diana Ross releases her first single for 3 years tomorrow. It's remixed by the same producer behind Cher's hit Believe, which became the best-selling single of last year. So, could this song repeat its success? This is Not Over You Yet. This band play the Radio 1 Live Lounge on Tuesday as part of Joe Wiley's lunchtime social. Tomorrow, they follow up their hit Secret Smile. This is Semisonic and Closing Time. Basement Jacks have had 2 top 5 singles from the album Remedy, and tomorrow they release their 3rd track. Where will this single enter the official UK Top 40 next week? This is Jump and Shout. Carey spent 2 weeks at number one in the States with this single. It's her 14th American number one. Only Elvis Presley and the Beatles have spent longer at the top. So, could Heartbreaker also give her a big hit here in the UK?
The official UK Top 40 on Radio 1.
The biggest hits. First.
Here comes the brand new Top 10. We welcome back an artist who's had hits in the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s, and she's just celebrated her 60th birthday. Tina Turner had 4 hits with her ex-husband Ike and 27 top 40 hits as a solo artist. Her new album 24/7 is released November 1st, and today she returns to the official UK Top 40 with her first single for 3 years. Tina Turner starts the UK's brand new Top 10. When the Heartache Is Over.
10.
Breaking the news first, Scott Mills with the official UK Top 40, live and exclusive at Radio 1. That's Tina's 9th Top 10 single of her solo career. When the Heartache Is Over, a new entry at number 10, Tina Turner.
New entry.
Bills, Bills, Bills. This track made number 6 for Destiny's Child early this year, spending 7 weeks on the official UK Top 40. It's still on the Billboard chart after 20 weeks where it made number 1. They're on tour in America with TLC right now, and today return with their 2nd Top 10 hit from the Writings on the Wall, the album. Here's a new entry for Bugaboo.
9.
You make me wanna go.
Destiny's Child, a new entry at number 9 with Bugaboo. These are the week's biggest hits. First on Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Macy Gray's album On How Life is a non-mover on the album chart at number 6 this week. The single's been on the chart 4 weeks and moves up again another place on the chart. This is I Try.
8.
ATB stars of today's Top of the Pops radio show, where you get all the backstage goss from Top of the Pops every Sunday afternoon before this show at 3 on Radio 1. ATB down 4 at number 7 with Don't Stop. This is where you'll find out who's number 1 first on Radio 1. Maybe Christina or R. Kelly or the boy bands Westlife or the Backstreet Boys. Stay with us, you'll find out first. Here's a former number 1 for Eiffel 65. 6 weeks on the chart.
6.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world and all day.
Eiffel 65 and Blue is number 6, and we'll play the UK's brand new top 5. Next.
The biggest 40 records in the UK could be yours if you can name these tunes. Hot singles, all yours if you can name the tracks. Want to win them? Join me for Dance Anthems tonight at 7 on Radio 1.
The official UK Top 40.
On Radio 1.
Okay.
New entry.
Tell me why it ain't.
The Backstreet Boys entered the UK Top 40 at number 1 back in May with this track, I Want It That Way. They're currently on tour in the States. Tickets for the 39 dates sold out within 90 minutes of going on sale. Tomorrow, the boys play Portland, Oregon. Here in the UK, they return with their 7th consecutive top 5 hit. This is a new entry. Larger Than Life.
5.
Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life, a new entry at number 5. This is Scott Mills, so who'll be number 1 today? Not long to wait, the 3 biggest songs in the UK are next. After this, down 2 places, Ann Lee.
4.
Number 4, Ann Lee, and this is the brand new top 3.
New entry.
This is I Believe I Can Fly, R. Kelly's biggest hit, and number 1 in March 1997. Today, R. Kelly is back with the 7th song from that album, R, a new entry. If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time.
3.
If I could turn.
A new entry at number 3, R. Kelly, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time. There are just 2 songs left on the official UK Top 40 from Radio 1. So who's at
2?
Christina.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
You're only moments away from the UK's official number 1.
The Sunday Surgery with Sarah Cox and Mark Hamilton on Radio 1.
What would you do if your best mate had a drug problem?
Well, I'm signing up about my friend, really, because I think that he's got, like, quite a harsh drug problem.
What sort of drugs are you?
He's been smoking marijuana now for a couple of years, and it's just becoming a mess, really.
To me, it's more the person than the drug, because if it's not cannabis, it could be alcohol, it could be gambling, it can be all sorts of things. It's the obsessional type of person that will go to extremes. The first way to tackle it is for somebody who has a problem to actually realise that they have a problem and just encourage them to get help.
If you're in a mess and no one else can help you, then you need the Sunday Surgery. Tune in every Sunday evening at 9 after Dance Anthems. The Sunday Surgery with me, Sarah Cox, and the lovely Dr. Mark Hamilton. Only on 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
You've bought the records. Now we'll count them down. Live from Radio 1 Studios, the official UK Top 40.
This is Scott Mills. The UK's brand new number one is next after the full Top 40 countdown. A new entry at number 40, M3, Balamos, down 18 at 39, Chemical Brothers, Out of Control. 38, a new entry for Russell Watson, Swing Low 99. Shaft, down 9 at 37, Mucho Mambo, Sway, down 10 at 36, Adam Rickett, Everything My Heart Desires. 911, down 22 at 35 with Wonderland, down 10 at 34, DJ Jean, The Launch. Lolly, Mickey, down 6 at 33, a new entry at 32, Triple X, Feel the Same, and another new entry at number 31, Brainchild. Symmetry C. A new entry at number 30, Tal Bachman, She's So High. Down 13 at 29, Moby, Why Does My Heart Feel So Bad. Down 10 at 28, Eurythmics, I Saved the World Today. Venga Boys, down 7 at 27, We're Going to Ibiza. Barbara Streisand and Vince Gill, a new entry at 26, If You Ever Leave Me. Bob Marley, Sun Is Shining, down 8 at 25. Gabrielle, Sunshine, down 5 at 24. 23, S Club 7, S Club Party, down 9. 22, down 7, Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5. And a new entry at 21, The Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly. Here's the new top 20. Down 14 at 20, a double A-side, Buffalo Tom and Going Underground, and Liam Gallagher and Steve Craddock, Carnation. Down 12 at 19, Honey's Never Let You Down. Britney Spears, down 6 at 18, You Drive Me Crazy. Jordan Knight, down 6 at 17, Give It To You. Eternal, a new entry at 16, What You Gonna Do. Shania Twain, Man I Feel Like a Woman, is down 5 at 15. Simply Red, a new entry at 14, Ain't That a Lot of Love. Bewitched, Jesse Hold On, down 5 at 13. Steps, After the Love Has Gone, down 7 at 12, and One Fat Diva, a new entry at 11, In and Out of My Life. Now, here's the brand new top 10. A new entry for Tina Turner, When the Heartache Is Over. Another new entry, Destiny's Child, Bugaboo.
8.
Up one place, Macy Gray, I Try.
7.
ATB, down 4, Don't Stop.
6.
Eiffel 65, down 2, with Blue. A new entry, Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life.
4.
Down 2 places, Ann Lee, 2 times.
3.
A new entry, R. Kelly, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time.
Turn back the hand of time.
2.
Last week's number 1, Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle.
No other chart is based on the records you buy. Nothing else.
Next tonight on Radio 1, you can win the entire Top 40 as part of Dance Anthems with Dave Pearce. That's after the UK's brand new number 1.
Just you and I,
I'm never gonna say goodbye.
Their debut single, Swear It Again, entered at number 1 in April. They repeated the success in August with If I Let You Go, becoming the first boy band ever to debut at number one with their first two singles. And now they've done it again. Flying Without Wings gives Westlife their third consecutive UK number one of 1999 and the 30th number one of the year. They've just flown into the UK from Germany and Brian is on the phone now. Hi, Brian.
How you doing, Andy? Well.
Congratulations.
It's unbelievable. We just cannot believe it.
How did it feel to break your own record?
We thought getting the first number one was amazing. Then getting the second, we said, oh my God, we cannot believe two in a row. And then to get this one is just incredible. We tore the airport apart this morning. We found out it was unbelievable.
Have you heard from Ronan yet, the manager?
That's who rang us. Ronan rang us every morning and told us, and we could not believe it.
How about trying for a fourth number one single this year? You going to do that?
We'll have to talk directly about that. We're just happy to have three at the moment. We'll have to wait a while till we start concentrating on the next single.
We thought maybe you'd try for a Christmas number one.
Well, I'd like to do that, but I don't know. We'll have to think about that first.
There must be some celebrations going on at Westlife Towers tonight.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a serious party tonight. We're having all our friends around. We're just going to have a big, massive, massive party.
Well, listen, congratulations, Brian.
Thanks, mate.
Let's hear the song now, the UK's number one single. It's Westlife and Flying Without Wings.
Number one.
Everybody's looking for that something.
This is Dance Anthems on Radio 1.
1, 2, 3,
go!
Thanks to Scott Mills for the top 40. Well done to Westlife for being number one. This is Dance Anthems on Radio 1. 2 hours of uplifting tunes on the way.